The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Tomorrow, Team Bath, Fierce, Pulse and Saracens in a tri tournament. Doors are going to be opening at 1 o'clock, and if you're quick, netball.teambath.com for tickets. And I've been speaking to Ali Wilshire from Team Bath.
It was quite unexpected, but as soon as Asha got in contact with me and I had a look up where Bath was and who they were and how successful their club has been in the past, it was really a no-brainer, and I'm really excited to be here.
Tell me a bit about your childhood then, some of the players that you watched and admired growing up.
So I came from a little town called Otrahonga in New Zealand, which isn't very far from Hamilton. So my club, I suppose, that I followed really closely was the Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic. So I looked up to the likes of Laura Langman, Casey Corpora, Irene van Dyke, you know, all legends of the game. So it was kind of cool that they played there for so long. And yeah, got to aspire to be like them one day.
You spent those past two seasons at Steele as well. So would you have played with George Fisher?
Yes, I actually lived with George the two seasons that we were down there. Her and I were like besties down there. We lived together for both the years that I was there. And so, yeah, we became very close.
And she's definitely really embraced playing for Steele as well. And yeah, just some of the qualities that she's brought to the side.
Oh, she... Yeah, as a quality player as well as a person, everyone loves her in New Zealand. She's a queen of Invercargill. But yeah, she's really embraced the netball there, but also like the culture. She dives straight in and isn't afraid to do new things or try new things too. So she is, yeah, a great addition.
You mentioned obviously Bath got in touch, but did you know where it was on the map? Did you have any idea of Bath's great netball history when they approached you?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I had to look it up.
We can re-edit that, and you meant to say, oh, yes, I knew exactly what
that was. I actually haven't been to England very much. So my sister lives over here. She's lived over here for the last 8 years, but she's like up north, up near like Yorkshire and stuff. So we haven't really been over here, especially with COVID in the last couple of years. We haven't really had the opportunity to do a lot of travel. So, no, I'm very foreign, but I'm learning, and I'm starting to find my way around the place.
Have you always been a middy?
Oh, look, when I was about 10 years old, I was a shooter. But then my growth stumped, and I haven't grown since I've been about 12, so then I had to make the transition. So, but in saying that, I'm grateful that I'm a middie now. I don't think I could deal with the pressure of being a shooter.
You've been here for a couple of weeks, so how are you finding the rest of the teammates? Would you know Lily May already?
Yeah, so first of all, the team has been very welcoming and very helpful. I couldn't have asked for better people to kind of come in and just show me the ropes. So Lily May, I played a season over in Australia in the Sapphire State League, and Lily was in the team at the time. She had been there a couple of years already, and it was really funny. We were actually really close while we were in Australia, and so it wasn't like, you know, when Bath got in contact with me and then I knew Lily played for Bath, but so I messaged her and I said, oh, Bath have just been in contact with me, like, what should I do? Like, and so it feels like a full circle moment, because, you know, we both, when we were in Aussie, we were kind of just starting out our careers. We were trying to make that next level. And that next year I went to Steele and she went Wasps. So, and, you know, and now we're here and we're playing together. So it's a really cool opportunity to be back playing with her. So yeah. It's real cool.
As always, it's a really strong Team Bath squad.
Yeah, very strong. So we actually haven't looked too much into the fixtures and the seasons and all the teams yet. We're just kind of focusing on ourselves at the moment, and you know, all the stuff you do in pre-season, like all the conditioning and getting your body prepped and primed for the season. But yeah, we haven't done a lot of in-depth work on, I suppose, other teams. We've just kind of been finding what kind of our style of play, I suppose, is, because it's a new kind of a new look Bath team. We're starting to create new values, just new things, that the legacy that we want to create, while bringing in the legacy that past players have brought into Team Bath. So yeah, it's kind of just figuring all that out at the moment.
Team Bath fans obviously get the chance to see you in that tri tournament tomorrow. That's yes. going to be exciting for you, first run yeah. out in front of the fans.
Very exciting. I actually can't wait. It'll be a nice little taster of what next year is going to be like. And I think, you know, I haven't come up against a lot of the girls that I will be playing against. So it's kind of a good opportunity too to see how, you know, I size up against my opposition. So, and a bonus, my parents are over here at the moment, so they'll be in the crowds too. So yeah, that's really special.
With a banner or two, no doubt. A challenge then ahead. The season and the games ahead are going to be a challenge, but one you're going to be looking forward to?
Yes, I think it's an exciting challenge. You know, it's quite nice coming in. I wouldn't say I'm, you know, the most experienced player, so I think I will be a surprise to a lot of teams. They won't know a lot about me until they first see me play. So, but also vice versa. So it's me also figuring out what they do. So I'm really excited for the challenge, and yeah, just looking forward to all the new things that I learn from, you know, the English style, but also hopefully the girls, what they can learn off me and my style that, you know, coming from New Zealand.
Great to hear from Ali ahead of that tournament tomorrow. Be quick, netball.teambath.com for your tickets, where you can see Team Bath face Pulse and Saracens Mavericks. Three games tomorrow from one.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.